Here we go. All stand, thank you. The council, the democratically elected to represent our communities, the Murrindindi Shire Council, are committed to working together in the best interests of the people who live in our municipality, who conduct business here, and those who visit. The council would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the Tongarong Nation and pay their respect to the elders past and present and its emerging and future leaders. Thank you. Take a seat. Do we have any apologies or requests for leave of absence? None received. Thank you. Item 3, any disclosures of interest or conflicts of interest? None to declare. Item 4, appointment of temporary chairperson. Is there a nomination for the position of temporary chairperson?
I'll nominate Councillor McCauley as the nominated temporary chairperson.
Thank you, Councillor Bissett. Councillor McCauley, do you accept that nomination?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Is there a seconder? Councillor Ash. Are there any other nominations? No? In that case, Councillor McCauley, I declare you the temporary chair. Thank you.
Good evening. Before we commence with the election of the Mayor for 2019-20, our final year of term of council, I would like to take the opportunity to say a few thank yous. A year ago, when I made my first statement as Mayor, I was very nervous. This evening, I have to say the public speaking has got a little easier, but tonight I find myself nervous again. Last year, I was so honoured to be entrusted by my fellow peers with the position of Mayor for 2018-19. Little did I know what a privilege my fellow councillors were entrusting to me. This year has seen the council assist the community through the 10th year anniversary of the 2009 fires. I took the responsibility of supporting the community as Mayor through this anniversary very seriously, as did the entire collective of council. I'm proud to say here tonight that this council has truly taken on the responsibility of representing and supporting the community. I believe that our legacy is that we continue to work in a positive, responsive and collaborative manner with our community. As councillor, I am so excited to continue this legacy going into this final year with such a great team. In closing, thank you to all of my fellow councillors who have provided support, mentoring, as well as many challenges. Thank you to all of the council officers who have also made my year that much easier. And finally, to the community. You are why we are here in the first place. And of course, a special thank you to those volunteers in our communities who make Murrindindi such a special place. On a personal note, I would like to thank my very patient and supportive husband who has supported me in so many of my adventures over the last 30 years, but most importantly, continues to make me a cup of tea every morning. To all, a very, very heartfelt thank you. I would like now to look at item number 5, election of the Mayor. Are there any nominations for Mayor of Murrindindi Shire Council for the fourth year of the current council term? Councillor Bowles.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Lee Dunscombe.
Thank you, Councillor Bowles. Councillor Dunscombe, do you accept?
I do.
Thank you. Is there a seconder for Councillor Dunscombe? Councillor Lording? Thank you. Are there any further nominations? Okay, given there's no further nominations, I now announce you as Mayor for 2019-20. Congratulations. I now get to vacate the chair and welcome to... I get now to present the mayoral chain. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
lovely plant.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I'm now handing over to you. Thank you very much.
If you could just wait there for a second, sir. On behalf of council and all council, please accept this as a sign of appreciation for your fantastic effort over the past 12 months. And also this.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Now I know why you wanted photos. Thank you.
I won't make a speech, we'll just get straight into the next term of council. First call of duty is to elect a deputy mayor, and I ask for nominations.
I nominate Margaret Ray, Councillor Ray.
Councillor Ray, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I do.
Do we have a seconder for Councillor Ray? Councillor Ash? Do we have any other nominations for Deputy Mayor?
I'd like to nominate myself as Deputy Mayor.
Do we have you obviously accept the nomination. Do we have a seconder for that nomination?
Yes.
We have a seconder. That means we have two nominations for the position of Deputy Mayor.
Yes, please.
You now call for a show of hands, or check if there's any other nominations, which call for a show of hands for the first nominee and a show of hands for the second nominee. To be elected, the nominee has to have a majority of the council vote.
Okay, I'll call for nominations for...
Just move the vote for Councillor Ray.
I move the vote for Councillor Ray. All those in favour?
Now those for the second councillor.
Yeah.
I move for the vote for Councillor Bowles.
Nominate myself.
I declare Councillor Ray as nominated Deputy Mayor. Councillor Ray.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you.
And
thank you to everybody.
With the formalities out of the way, we'll move on to the appointment of portfolio responsibilities. Is there anybody that would like to move a motion? Councillor Bissett.
I'll move a motion that Council appoint the following portfolio roles for the fourth year of the current Council term. The Recreation and Youth to Councillor Bissett. The Positive Ageing and Inclusion to Councillor Ray. The Land Use Planning to Councillor Ray. Communication, Tourism and Events to Councillor Ash. Infrastructure and Waste to Councillor Lording. Environment to Councillor Bowles. Library Services to Councillor Bowles. Information Technology to Councillor Bowles. Corporate Services to Councillor McCauley. And Early Learning and Community Planning to Councillor McCauley.
Do we have a seconder for that motion? Councillor McCauley? Councillor Bissett, would you like to speak to that at all?
No.
Councillor McCauley?
No, thank you.
Anybody else have anything to say on that motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Motion carried unanimous. Next order of business, item 8, advisory committee and other appointments. Would anybody...
through the chair, if I may, so we have in discussion with with council previously provided suggestions in relation to those nominees, and they've provided in the attachment. So we've put the motion, we haven't put the motion, but we suggest the motion. The council appoints councillors as council representatives to the listed committees, organisations for the fourth year of the current council term as contained in attachment 8, and records the list of appointments for the fourth year of the current council term in the minutes of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chesworth. Does anybody have a motion to move? Councillor Rowe?
I'm happy to move the motion as recommended, thank you, and as contained in the attachment.
We have a seconder for that motion. Councillor Lordy. Councillor Rowe, would you like to speak to that at all?
No, that's fine, thank you.
Councillor Lordy?
No, thank you.
Anybody else like to speak to that? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimous. Item 9, Council Meeting Timetable for 2020.
So through the Chair, this simply carries on the current format of Council meetings being on the fourth Wednesday of the month. And this is the proposed timetable for the 2020 calendar year.
Would anybody like to move that we accept those times as presented? Councillor Bowles? As per the officer recommendation?
Officer recommendation.
Anyone like to second that? Councillor Bissett. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Motion carried unanimous. That draws to a close the agenda here. Just before the close before we close the meeting tonight, on behalf of council and officers, I would like to formally mark the passing of Jenny Bart Branton. Jenny Branton passed away unexpectedly and suddenly this week. Jenny had a long association with council. She was a community services coordinator from 1995 to 2003, and later was promoted to the role of manager community services from 2003 to 2005. In 2005, Jenny moved into the role of Manager, Organisational Development, and was in this role until 2012. More recently, Jenny worked as a consultant, including for Council on the Bushfire Memorials Project. Jenny is also the wife of John Branton, Council's mobile library driver from 1999 until 2017. The couple recently moved to Healesville to build a new house and start a new chapter in their lives. Jenny touched many lives, both at council and in our community, through her years of service to the community. She will be remembered for many things, including her passion, energy and work ethic, and together with her husband John, her love of cooking and entertaining. Our condolences and deepest sympathy go out to Jenny Branton's family and also to Jenny's friends here at council and in the community at this very difficult time. Thank you. I declare the meeting closed.
Any idea how old she was?
6:13.